This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump has made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
This was the president's first visit to the scene of America's longest war.
There's nowhere I'd rather celebrate this Thanksgiving than right here with the toughest, strongest, best and bravest warriors on the face of the earth.
The president told the troops there are peace talks going on with the Taliban.
We'll see if they want to make a deal. It's got to be a real deal, but we'll see. But they want to make a deal. And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job.
The first stop for the president at Bagram was a dining hall. He served meals. As for eating,
I had some of the mashed potatoes and I had a bite of mashed potatoes. And I never got to the turkey because General Milley said, come on over, sir, let's take some pictures.
About 12,000 U.S. forces remain in Afghanistan. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea has confirmed it tested a super-large multiple rocket launcher, the latest reminder of Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks. The official Korean Central News Agency said leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the volley test fire on Thursday and expressed satisfaction with the results. It's North Korea's 13th rounds of weapons tests since early May, making 2019 one of its busiest years for missile tests. Kim has given the United States until the end of the year to make concessions in nuclear talks that have been stalled since February. Germany's justice minister is calling for the country to strengthen laws on anti-Semitic crimes as part of the government's response to a deadly attack in eastern Germany. Currently, discrimination against particular groups is considered aggravating factors, but the law does not specifically refer to Jews. The move follows a deadly October attack in Halle, Germany. A gunman opened fire on a kebab shop, killing a customer and a passerby. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.